From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather in the Umpqua Valley, sunny this afternoon, high about 74, partly cloudy, 56 tonight, Friday sunny and 81 for graffiti weekend, lots of sunshine and warming up as we go, 82 on Saturday, 85 on Sunday, and looking ahead to Monday, 94 degrees in the Umpqua Valley, 92 on Tuesday, right now 71 in Roseburg, KQEN News Time, 1235.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for listening this afternoon. First time to talk to a candidate for governor from the Constitution Party of Oregon, Donna Smith, on with us. Donna, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you so much for contacting me. I really appreciate you taking the time to reach out to me.
So talk about, first of all, your background. I know you've got a lot of experience in the military.
Yes, I was in the military for basically about 35 years. I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I also was Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I was 9/11 and the war on global terrorism. I went in 74 as a combat medic. And during my 35 plus years in the military, I became a licensed nurse and I was an instructor. And I also held a finance MOS as well as medical.
So what led to your joining the military?
I saw what was happening overseas, and I happened to have some relatives that were in Vietnam that were basically trapped over there, and she had two young daughters, and I volunteered to go over there not only to help bring our soldiers home, but bring home the Amerasian children because of her story and her two daughters being born over there. And the military had other plans for me, so they rerouted me to Korea. And I was in Korea when Vietnam fell in 75.
And obviously a lot of time there, and looking over the information from the Constitution Party website, it looks like you've also spent a lot of time kind of in the education area, numerous degrees. Talk about that.
Yes, I started going to college when I was in the military, going to school at night. And I ended up eventually with my third child walked across the stage with me. I received my AA degree from Leeward Community College in Hawaii through the University there of Hawaii. And then I came back to the mainland and I went to nursing school for 17 months, took the state boards and passed it. And I've been licensed ever since 91. And so then I went back to school here in Oregon and I received at Umpqua Community College as a non-traditional student back in 2006, 2007. I received an Associate of Science and also an Associate of Arts Oregon transfer. And then I transferred to Eastern Oregon University and got my four-year degree there as a non-traditional student.
And a lot of people don't go back later in their life. What led to your decision to do that?
Well, originally what I was wanting to do is I was wanting to teach at a college level. And then I had a lot of high school students coming to me that were struggling, especially a few months before they graduated high school. And some of them were in a danger of not graduating. They asked me if I could tutor them. So I gave my services freely to the community and tutored these students. So they were able to graduate from Roseburg High School and walk across the stage. And then I ended up a part-time paying job as a tutor for English reading and writing at Umpqua Community College. And I realized I really loved working with young people. And so I had been working towards possibly even in the near future, I was wanting to get my master's degree so I could go into teaching high school.
Wow. So obviously you've had a pretty busy life, but somewhere in the mix is an interest in politics. Talk about that.
Well, it kind of started off when I was in nursing school back in the 90s. And then at Umpqua Community College, I was one of those that became a student government senator. And so I was the student representative, one of the student senators at Umpqua Community College. I then got involved with the Republican Party. My mother was a Democrat. My father was Republican. And so they taught me how to be very tolerant and how to look at both sides. I did a lot of mediation between the Department of Navy and a mosquito abatement that were arguing with each other on a contract. I was able to bring two cities together that were arguing who should pay for crosswalks and bicycle trails and everything. So I found I was very good at mediating. I did that also with the military. I was a mediator, worked with the general on his grassroots campaign. So working with the Republican Party, I found that there were some really serious issues. And then in some ways that the Republican Party kind of abandoned us. I did not abandon them. I consider myself a constitutional Republican. I'm a conservative in many ways. And so I finally decided to volunteer to go to the Constitution Party recently after the primary, after I saw what happened with the elections. I even went back to Kansas a few weeks ago to their election integrity conference in Kansas City and came back. And I wanted to basically be a co-chair of the Constitution Party in Douglas County, but they were already vetting and interviewing seven other people. And they finally decided to ask me if I would consider running for governor. And when they did their final nomination process around the 3rd or 4th of June is when they chose me to be their nominee for governor. So I will be on the ballot in November.
Wow. So kind of a non-traditional process in a lot of ways for you.
Yes. And one of the things that's been very important for me is knowing that the teachers, so many of them are overworked and they're underpaid and they're unappreciated. But at the same time, we have parents that are not being listened to. And I believe as governor, I can do something about the educational system, being that my mother taught school for 40 years. She was still teaching college at age 80. I have a son who's 45. He teaches 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And being I have a teaching background as well, I really want to bring the teachers and the parents together and have people understand that parents have rights and they need to be listened to. And I also want to deal as a nurse with what's going on with some of the medical tyranny that I've seen out there in our communities. People have a right to have informed consent. And I want to make sure that before people have medical procedures or inoculations or anything else that's going out there in the medical community, that they have informed consent, that they know what they're consenting to, and they know what the results are going to be of their decisions. And I believe as a governor that I can bring people to the talking table. I think everybody should be listened to. And I've been seeing what's been happening with the blue-collar workers, the truck drivers, the people working on the docks, you know, the people that really make the world go round, that they're not being listened to. And the big corporations are basically coming down and they're taking away the jobs that are should be here in Oregon. Too many people are leaving Oregon because of the fact that they don't like the educational system here right now, and they don't like the fact there's not the industry or the job possibilities that should be here. And I, as governor, I would like to make sure that we can get the state back on track. It's been basically doing an arterial bleeding for the last 40 years, and I believe if we bring everybody to the table, we can bring the state back.
Talk about the Constitution Party in Oregon. Is it in every county in Oregon? How's it set up?
Well, as you know, there's over, 36 or so counties in Oregon. And right now we have 14 counties that actually have Constitutional Party members. We have the chair, the co-chair. We have a secretary. We have a treasurer. And for the Constitution Party, they believe in God, family, and country, just like the Republicans say they do. We have the same values. There's no difference. What they want to do is that they want to basically bring it back to where the people have a right, the people have a say in what's going on in their day-to-day lives. We believe that people should have a right to come to the table and have their voices heard. And what I've seen the last 20 years, slowly, we have been feeling very strongly that we've been disenfranchised, especially people south of Eugene. They don't have a voice. People in the rural areas are not being listened to. And that's been one of the biggest complaints that people have come to me about and saying, look, you are a first sergeant in the military. How would you handle this on the civilian side of the house? And I believe communication should not just go up and down, but side to side. And I think that all people in Oregon should be heard, even those people in the rural areas.
Now, I think it's probably unusual to kind of make a switch to a party like you did fairly recently and then end up in this kind of role. Talk more about what led you to switch from being a Republican to the Constitution Party.
Well, I've seen that the Republican Party has more and more become, and I have to use it in military terms again, like I said, as a nurse, I've seen what's been going on in Oregon, the Band-Aid approach. We can't use the Band-Aid approach anymore. We are undergoing what I would consider as a triage nurse, an arterial bleeding that needs to be stopped with a tourniquet. And so what I've also been seeing happening here in Oregon is the fact that the people have felt disenfranchised. Many people in the Republican Party have felt that they've been abandoned. We know that there's some people that are not really concerned about the Republican Party. They would like to undermine the Republican Party. I saw what happened with Dallas Hurd, who is the senator up there, how his own Republican counterparts were abandoning him. They were neglecting him. He was basically being bashed because he was trying to bring common sense back into the classrooms and into our communities. And many people felt, including myself, that we were abandoned by our own party. So I haven't abandoned the Republican Party. I'm still Republican in my veins, but I do feel that the Republican Party has abandoned me. And I still have the same values. The Constitution Party has the same values the Republican Party does. But there's a lot of people that are Democrats as well that are not being listened to, who felt that they're being disenfranchised. And so I really wish there wasn't a two-party system. I wish that we could just go out and vote our conscience and not vote because someone has an R or a D or even a C after their name. I'm tired of voting for the lesser of two or three or four evils. And I believe that I have the leadership to bring to the table, that I'm able to bring people to the talking table and for us to work together for a win-win for everyone. And so I went to the Constitution Party because I believe there that people would say, hey, now we still have a choice.
All right, we're going to pause right there for just a moment. We're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. Donna Smith, candidate for governor in the Constitution Party. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming at 1. Shannon Sebastian has your cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on Navarro's Inside Douglas County. Sarah Wickersham from Douglas Cares, they've got a capital campaign getting underway. Find out more about that. We're talking with Donna Smith, candidate for governor in the Constitution Party. So this is fairly recent. When did you actually file, and what's the process now heading towards November for you?
Well, I did file with the Secretary of State. She accepted my application. I will be the only nominee for the Constitution Party for governor. They did go ahead and under their bylaws, they're allowed to do this. They also said they will support Joe Ray Perkins, who, as you know, is running for U.S. Senate. A person in the Constitution Party, a person in the Republican Party like Joe Ray Perkins is, can be nominated and supported by the Constitution Party under their bylaws. So it's perfectly legitimate that the Constitution Party has thrown their support behind Joe Ray Perkins. My feeling is when I become governor, the first thing I want to do is bring people together, regardless of their political ideology, regardless of their economic background. I want to bring everyone to the tables, including the unionists, including the people in the different trades, the blue collar workers, and sit down and say, what do you identify as being the biggest problem that we're having here in Oregon? Now, so far, I've been told that inflation is a big problem, but they believe that so is election justice. They want election justice and election integrity, because without that, we cannot make sure we get people on school boards that really care about the students. We will not get people in our county commissioners' positions who are really there for the people and not just there for the salary or there for the name title. So I really would like to encourage people to come to the talking tables and sit down. I do not like seeing that the governorship is looked upon as a dictatorship. It should be a place where the leader knows how to follow the people and the people will follow the leader. It's a win-win for everyone.
Now,
and I believe that that's...
Go ahead.
Yes? No, go ahead.
Well, with two major party candidates, an independent candidate, and you, this makes for a rather crowded field. How do you think this is all going to work out?
Well, I personally feel that many people in the Democrat Party have come to me, and knowing I was raised by a mother who was a Democrat, and that I learned to be tolerant of other people. I have zero tolerance for intolerance. So regardless of a D or an R after your name, we all come from the same backgrounds of we want the best for our families. We want the best for our jobs and the security that we should have here in Oregon, the safety net that should be there here in Oregon. And I believe a lot of Democrats and Republicans and non-affiliated and independents are saying we want another choice. We don't want someone who's been up there in the legislature voting for all of these defunding the police, which we know what happened to Portland after that. We don't want people who are rhinos that only say what they think we want to hear so they'll get their vote from us. They want people who are not going to just talk the talk but walk the walk, and I'm that leader. My 35 years in the military taught me that in order to be able to be a leader, you also have to be a follower. That means the governor needs to listen to the people. The people are the ones that hire the governor. The people's voices should be heard. And we don't want the same old we've had for the last 40 years. And I believe I can bring something new and fresh to the table. I'm not going to say what people want to hear just to get their vote. I'm going to listen to what people have to say, and then I'm going to make sure that their considerations are brought to the table, because they are the ones that elect us. We work for them. As the governor, I work for the people, which means I need to listen to the people. I need to heed what they have to say, and I need to bring many of them together so we can make decisions together that's a win-win for the entire state. We need to bring Oregon back to where it could be, where it should be, where it was over 40 years ago, better.
What kind of response have you gotten to your candidacy so far?
Oh, my goodness. I was up in Springfield the other night for the fireworks that was held in Springfield. It was a wonderful fireworks display, and I was passing out my business card, and numerous people came up to me, and that's a very liberal area, and they said, oh, my goodness, finally we have a choice. So that was coming from people in a predominantly very Democrat, very liberal area. And I had so many parents and so even a few teachers up there that were telling me they don't like what they see right now, who's running in the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or the what they call the unaffiliated. What they want is they want somebody who's really going to listen to them and somebody who's going to really pay attention to what their concerns are, and not once they get in office, then just keep voting the way the old establishment has been voting. So I got a really positive response from an area that I didn't expect it to be that positive. And I was very pleasantly surprised.
As you're getting your campaign going, I'm sure right now you're kind of in the stages of putting together kind of infrastructure and people to be kind of core supporters and help you out.
Yes, I do, sir. Right now, I've done something very unusual. I have basically a campaign manager and in at least seven of the counties. And then I have other support systems in some of the other counties, including down south and on the eastern portion of Oregon. That was very pleasant. I received a phone call from a guy who's up in La Grande, and he had heard about me, and he said, listen, he says, people up here want to change, and they don't like what's been happening the last 8 years. he says, what do you propose? And I said, I propose my first day as governor is to get rid of many of these illegal executive orders and these illegal mandates and make sure that we really sit down with the experts and find out what is going on, instead of people just hearing the same old stuff on TV and being brainwashed into thinking one way. I want people to have the true facts so they can make well-informed decisions for their future.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Let's hit one other area. What's your view on the state budget? How would you change spending priorities?
Well, one of the things I know a lot of people have been trying to say is they want to get rid of the PERS system. And I don't agree with just getting rid of the PERS system. I think what we need to do is sit down with the people that are involved with that and say, what can we do? What can we do that's not going to be painful for the people that are retiring or about to retire? And what can we do for those people that still have a ways to go before they do retire? Because we are financially having some really serious problems here in Oregon. But I believe that we can do some manipulating things around where it can be a win-win for everybody. And I believe that we need to come to the talking tables and talk more about it. And I think we need to listen to the people and hear what their ideas are so we can make well-informed decisions.
Donna Smith is the candidate for governor in the Constitution Party. How do people connect to find out more about you find out more about your views?
Okay, well, right now they can find me on the Oregon Constitution Party. Under candidates, it's got my bio there. We are setting up a brand new website, which will be coming out very, very soon. I also have two emails. I have Donna Smith for Oregon governor, and I have Donna for Oregon governor at proton.me. So there's numerous ways they can reach out to me. I also have a phone number, 541-530-4718. If they want to call me, I will pick up the phone or I will call them right back and answer their questions.
Donna Smith, candidate for governor, thanks for being on today.
Thank you for having me, Kyle. You have a very good day.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.